Once again, Jim Fink of Business First brings some positive development news to WBFO's Press Pass. In today's session, he looks at the latest addition to the expanding downtown hotel market. But first, he explores the trends surrounding the adaptive reuse project planned for the former Pierce Arrow Administration Building.
First of all, it's a $30 million project. They're taking a building that is largely vacant. And there was some smattering of a few offices here and there. But they're going to do 105 market-rate apartments, a couple lofts, some one-bedrooms, two-bedrooms. What's interesting is the money behind this is coming from outside the 716 area code. It is a trend we are seeing where there are more out-of-town dollars making their way into Buffalo, into the Buffalo area, because the Buffalo economic resurgence is getting a lot of attention in the development community, a whole lot of attention. This isn't fantasy. This is out-of-town dollars, spending $30 million at the corner of Great Arrow and Elmwood. Think about that. Would that have happened 5 years ago, 7 years ago? Probably not. You know, we're finally seeing work at the A&A's building, and again, that's out-of-town dollars, in this case, offshore dollars. So, I mean, that's pretty significant. The other trend that's interesting, not that the Elmwood Village or Hurdle Avenue area needed a lot of propping up, although they did to a certain extent. But, you know, no matter what the economy was, those two areas always have done well. But you're seeing a trend here where the apartment resurgence that we're seeing in downtown is making its way into other parts of the city. We're seeing that in Larkinville. Now this project is sort of a symbolic of how it's making its way up Elmwood Avenue. It's sort of a compliment to what Rocco Termini has done. And there's some other projects in the pipeline, residential-based, in that area. So it's another sign of Buffalo's progress.
Speaking of progress, you're excited about the opening of the Westin Hotel.
I am. Again, we're talking about symbolism tied into Buffalo's economic resurgence. It is a Class A style, it's considered a Class A style hotel, which adds to the downtown hospitality stock and portfolio. It's a missing piece of the hospitality mosaic or puzzle. You have that with the Embassy Suites. You obviously have that with the Mansion to the Hyatt. But to get certain groups here, you need the A level hotels. And that's what we have now with the Westin, which is nice. As I said, a nice compliment to the Embassy Suites and the Mansion, whatnot. Also, Patina Restaurant. You know, it's owned by Delaware North, as is the Westin. They're both owned by Delaware North, so you expect upscale and high quality stuff out of Delaware North. Patina is certainly an upscale restaurant, which again, while we all have our favorite local restaurants, it's a nice upscale option. And I think you put the two together, along with the investment that's been made at that corner by Delaware North and Uniland, and it's also symbolic of the transformation of Buffalo, as we like to say, the new Buffalo.
Jim Fink, thank you very much for bringing development news to us. And, of course, in recent months, it's been good news. And, of course, thanks as always for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.